Blog Talk Radio.
You love it how I move you. You love it how I touch you, my one. When all is said and done, you've been a god as a woman, and I feel it after midnight. A feeling that you can't find, my one. It lingers when we're done. You've been a god.
Young man on the track. 100 bands for a kilo, nigga.
Yeah. I ain't been asleep in a couple days. I did fallin' in with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga, but no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't going hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't going hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
I'ma stay down.
Get your own bag, they don't gotta front you shit. I could've got a brick on my face, car.
Got a brick.
Bro, bitch, you can't make my dick stay hard.
Baby and your old lady.
I told me we going big this year.
Big
we winning so much discreet rig this year.
They think
y'all, we going ape on y'all. The forge call, I don't wanna talk to y'all. You ain't my dog,
we ain't cool.
I pull up, sir, you got the tools. I don't trust a nigga walk around, I got two legs on
it.
These niggas look like snakes, like I see two heads on it. I just spent two, better get your hit.
Day. I didn't follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't gonna
hate on no nigga on his shit.
I'ma
stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
Why your ass always mad? If I fuck, I never tell on the bitch.
I never tell.
I borrow me no scale for this shit.
She gon' tell me your ass how you make her mad.
She say you like a son, but I'm more like a dad. I been around that magic carpet like a lad. The shooter still free, his jaw was outstanding. Where you been? Where you been? Bro, you going
hey, where you been?
Got my hand, we ain't cool, you know we ain't free. Poppin' hoes out with my cousin Leroy. Yeah, we cool, but I'm taxin' ain't free. I ain't been sleeping a couple days. I didn't follow them with the other way.
All
of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't gonna
hate on no nigga on his shit.
I'ma
stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
Yo, what's up, and welcome to Mother Man May's radio show, the Black Trans Empower Hour, and I am your Black Trans Empower. I am so excited. This is my first radio show, and I have so much to say about Black Trans Power. I hope you all are here to enjoy the ride and come with me along this journey. First of all, let me let you know what the show is going to be about. I'm going to talk about hot topics that are going on currently in the community, as in the trans community, LGBT community, and our community as a whole, the Black community. So it's going to be very Wendy Williams up in here. If you are a hot artist and you want to hear your music on the radio show, please send your music over to streetsmartradio@gmail.com. We'll be looking out for those entries. And I guess that's all I really want to say. Let's get the show started. So first, the topic I want to talk about on today's radio show is what's going on in the media, as in the Black trans rights, and tell y'all about the Black trans stories that are leading right now. There is a woman out of Texas named Alexandria Carson. She's a Black trans woman, and she's currently fighting for her rights to be employed. See, the reason why I chose this story to lead with is because I wanted to start the Empower Hour explaining to people how difficult it can be to live in the trans experience and some of the challenges that we go through as Black trans women. So Alexandria is a Black trans woman who has actually been to prison, and she was trying to get a job, but unfortunately she was turned down for her job because her name on her ID does not meet her presenting gender. So I'm going to read the story to you, and I'm going to tell you my thoughts. And if you want to call in and share your thoughts with me, you can do that as well. Let me figure out what the call-in number is real quick for y'all. I don't want y'all to get lost on here. And if you want to just talk to me, if you have some thoughts, or you just want to, you have a subject that you want to talk about, you can call in. The call-in number is 215-383-3855. Come on in. Get in the line. Come talk to me. Come join the Black Trans Empower Hour. And I would love to hear what you have to say. So anyway, Alexandria Carlson. Here's the story. Alexandria Carlson thought the job interview had went well. Her experience managing the restaurant was as a server position was more than she needed, so she said. And friendly conversation made her feel like the job was secure. But the hiring manager's demeanor changed when it was time to fill out the paperwork, and Ms. Carlson explained why her legal name on her ID was Mel. She became very closed off and brisk. Carlson recalls the manager. Suddenly, it was, "We have other people to talk to." A friend of Carlson's who worked at the restaurant told her the manager admitted she did not hire Carlson because she is transgender. She would have never known, said Carlson, if it were not for the name or identification. Carlson is 32 years old, wants to change her name legally, but Texas bars people with felony convictions from doing so until the 2 years after they have completed their sentence, including probation and parole. So Carlson, who is on parole, won't be eligible until 2025, and that's to get a name change. She is one of the three trans women who previously convicted in the state of Texas, and they are currently suing them because they are unlawfully being subjected to being using male names on their identification. Trans people filed four such lawsuits in 2019, challenging laws banning those with certain types of convictions from changing their name. In addition to the Texas lawsuit, there is a federal suit pending in Wisconsin and Illinois, and a state suit in Pennsylvania, where the first court hearings are in a few months. The lawsuits detail stories that range from frustrating to chilling. Transgender people in prison and in these states must use their birth name, often referred to as their dead name, on official mail and in the prison phone system. And in federal prison, this means that every 5 minutes during the phone call, the phone system plays a recorded message with their former name. Several plaintiffs say they're limited to contact with their family in order to avoid the humiliation of this situation. After being released from prison, encounters with the police can become very fraught. During a traffic stop, police once accused a woman of stealing her own car because her male name was on the driver's license and registration. If the name that everyone is calling you is consistently misgendering you, that time out to months of torture is too much for most people to take. An attorney in the Texas plaintiff said that the institution that currently disrespects and exposes trans people to violence and harassment is both unlawful and unconstitutional. So what this means is that trans women who are trying to do better in life, trans women who are trying to pull themselves together in life, are suffering under the pretense that they can't get employment because employees don't want to hire trans women. And I bring this up, and this is important, because as a Black trans woman on the Empower Hour, I have been faced with the same situation. I have seen many of my friends go through the same torment. I remember when I was young, I got a call center job one time, and they thought your girl was fish. They was glad to have me in there. I was doing the job. I was good on the phones. I had, you know, it was just like a reading job. You read the script or whatever, try to get the people to upsell or whatever, some bullshit, some minimum job, some minimum wage job, you know, that don't require no kind of education. Any fucking body could do it. You really don't even have to be 18 to work here in this kind of call center. But as soon as the children got my tea or whatever, they fired me. And this is what they do. They didn't come in and say, "Hey, man, bitch, we found out that you was a dude or you was born a dude," or whatever the fuck they say. They came to me and they said, "Yo, we're going to send you home for the remainder of the day because we're overstaffed." And then they never, ever called me again. And ironically, I was actually working at this job. Me and my daughter were both hired at this job. at the same time. And we always wonder why they never, when we went to the interview, everything went great. Just like the lady did in the story, just like Alexandra, I went to the interview was great. They actually hired me. They did not hire my daughter. We never really knew why, but we always assumed because they felt they knew she was trans because her name and I don't, whatever reason they figured their physical, whatever reason they had, they knew that she was trans. And so therefore they did not hire her, but they thought I was a woman. So they thought I was a cisgender woman, because I am a woman. Let me correct that. They thought I was a cisgender woman. So therefore, they decided to hire me instead of her, which we were perfectly fine with in the beginning. But as soon as they found out my tea, they let me go, and they never called me back. I never worked there again. And it's kind of crazy to think that society is so busy trying to keep us down, trans women, black trans women down, and keep us in a place where we can't grow and prosper, that someone would be willing to say, I don't want to hire you because you're trans. And then they scold us and say, we're nothing but prostitutes and criminals. But what options do we have on the table if when we try to do right, when you try to get a job as a server, a job that requires no high school diploma, no kind of college education, you really don't even have to know how to do much but count on your fingers. There's a calculator that tells you the numbers or the money to really count, give back if you're dealing with cash. And I don't, some servers don't even deal with cash. Lots of servers just bring the fucking food to the table or whatever. So I don't understand why it would be an issue that someone who's overqualified to be a server would not be hired in the job because they are of the trans experience. And when we as trans women continue to face situations like this, and we continue to have to get over these type of hurdles, I believe we do. It does push us in a life of crime. It does lead us to believe that there aren't other options for us, and we have to make a way out of no way, which sometimes means that we do things that aren't necessarily legal. But that's why I never hold it against trans women who are escorts or who do porn or whatever you do. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, it's right. I'm not saying none of it's right. I mean, in my past life, I did a lot of shit. And to be honest with you, prostitution was the small shit. That was not a big deal. I couldn't admit some of the shit I did, but I was in a mode where I was convinced and confused. I had been brainwashed by cisgender heterosexual public to believe that I could not do anything legal, and I just refused. At the time, I refused to work in a place that did not respect me, for one, and I refused to work in a place that did not take care of me. I didn't understand putting a 40-hour weekend at a job that gave you a check that did not cover your bills. See, that's another thing that they do. They when they do hire these trans people, they give them jobs like they're in high school flipping burgers and shaking fries for, you know, $7 or $8 or whatever the minimum wage is, and then at the end of the week you bring it home $200 or $300, but bitch, you got grown up bills. Like, grown up bills don't work like that. So if we can't get real jobs, what do you expect for us to do? Society puts us in a predicament where they constantly are trying to make sure that we stay on the bottom as people, as trans people, as gay people, as colored people, as people of a different lifestyle, style, and experience. We are always trying to fight against those people that are determined to keep us on the bottom. And when you're in an environment where your gender pronouns are not being respected, it's very difficult to function. It's very difficult to make the moves that you need to make as a trans woman to improve your life. You know, anyway, I'm going to slow it down a little bit. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk more about this subject. Y'all keep listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I love you.
skinny, hungry, and don't wanna wait. Gonna need it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munchie, smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell him sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell a nigga fuck a plate. Slim stick, big dick. I'm a full course. When I'm done, you feel like you fucked the whole horse. Back shots, long dick, I go double time. Energize the bugs, hit them with that dirty wine. Just relax, shorty, let me enjoy the view. Let me stroke you out, make you bust another two. And if I give you some, promise you'll be rough. Blindfold and poppers, I can be your dirty slut. Come put your face in it, nigga. Deep throat, I'ma swallow it, nigga. If you push my legs to the back, I can take it all, I'm proud of it, nigga. Yeah, I love a freak like you, and you need a freak like me. Wake up to breakfast in bed, brother, she's sober like bone appetite. When he hungry and don't wanna wait, gon' need it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munch, he smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. If we fucking, then we shopping, nigga, cut a check. Baby sipping, get them diamonds in a new Patek. When he mad, cheer him up with a little neck. Fuck him, get the coins, move on to the next. Lick it, then you stick it, it's a universal rule. I got a fuck buddy, tell me, can you handle two? Nigga stalking me, all I did was let him eat it. Head game strong, I ain't gotta let him beat it. One nut, two nuts, I got more to come. Missionary nigga, we ain't done until I'm done. I want it in my gut, you got me opened up. Bust it on my butt, nigga, then I eat it up. When he hungry and don't wanna wait, gon' eat it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munch, he smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell him sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell a nigga fuck a plate.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your Black Trans Empower. My name is Mother Man May. As I told you before, if you want to talk to me, if you have questions, you have something to say, you can call in at 215-383-3855, and I'll be ready to talk to you and take your questions. Okay, back to the subject that I was talking about before we went to a break. I'm going to wrap that up, and we're going to move along, but I have a couple of things I wanted to say about that. First, I wanted to give a message to my Black trans. I want to empower my Black trans family out there and tell you that in this game that we are facing, we all have to be activists. We all have to be active in the motivation to change the world for our future and for ourselves. The life expectancy for a Black trans woman is 35 years old. I will be 37 in like a week. Next Saturday, I'll be 37 years old. So I have surpassed the age limit, but that's still a big deal. It's a shame that Black trans women are not making it to 35. We should be dying of old age. We should be grandparents and all of those great things in life. We have to remember that. So I want you Black trans people to empower yourselves by remembering you're in this fight and you have to fight. And don't expect men or gay men or anybody or even women or cisgender women to fight for you. We have to be accountable and fight for ourselves. I just want to make sure I put that message out there before I move along to the next subject. And since we get turned up, I'm going to go ahead and move on to this Nick Cannon sucks dick story. Now, this is one of my favorite stories of the week. In case you missed it, Orlando Brown was on the YouTube place down there at the Facebook telling the children that Nick Cannon sucked his dick. Now, I don't know if Nick Cannon sucked his dick, and I'm going to be the first one to tell you, bitch, I believe it. I believe Nick Cannon might have sucked his dick because I don't see why the man would have to tell the world that if it ain't true. Also, meanwhile, at the same time, I also believe that Orlando Brown is crazy as hell, and the shit he's saying is probably way out there, and I don't know what really happened, but I'm just not going to say that Nick Cannon don't suck dick or never suck a dick or won't suck a dick, because as a black trans woman, you would be surprised who sucks dick. And I mean likes it. Like, you would gag if you knew the people who enjoy it. Ain't just Malik Yoba and Bobby Valentino and Shemar Moore, honey. The girls are out here sucking dicks. And I don't see why Nick Cannon wouldn't do it. The first thing I tell people is that money changes shit. When bitches get money, they get into weird shit. And I'm not saying sucking dick is weird, but it's just they get into shit that you wouldn't expect because that money buys shit. When you get to the point, you be like, well, bitch, I got a car, I got a house, I got nice clothes, I got labels, I got this, I got that. What do I really the fuck want? And people start buying stuff that other people probably wouldn't purchase. Now, the number of men that are actually bisexual is so much greater than the people believe. In fact, I personally believe the majority of people are bisexual. Okay, look, we have a caller on the line. This is so exciting! Okay, I'm not exactly, this is my first day, so y'all got to bear with me. I'm not exactly sure how this works, but how do we bring in the caller? I can't wait, who is it? I don't know how to do it for sure, so I'm going to keep talking until they come in. So, yeah. Nick Cannon may have sucked Orlando Brown's dick. I'm not sure. But if I was a betting woman, I would put my money on, yeah, he sucked it. Just like when Orlando Brown said Birdman and Lil Wayne was gay. Any of you bitches sitting around not believing that shit are a bunch of fools. Anybody sitting around believing that Birdman and Lil Wayne are not gay and not lovers when they kissing in the mouth in open public are a bunch of fools. But again, that's that money that gives them as black men the power to be like, I'm a mouth kiss this man at a picnic in front of all these people, let the cameras get it, then turn around and tell them, bitch, get out my business. And that's exactly what they said. They're not addressing that. They're not worried about what we're thinking, but they know. I mean, like, money make you do things. And let me tell you something. When I was an escort, when I was a long, long time ago, a whole 35 decades ago, when I was an escort, men would come and they wanted dick. That's what they were paying for. And the ones with the most money that paid the most wanted dick the most. It's the bitch that's trying to lowball you that ain't really trying to do nothing with the dick. It's always the man that's got, oh, I got 300 to suck a dick. Yeah, and then it's the man that wants you to suck his dick that's telling you, oh, baby, can you take this 30 and a blunt? Like, no. So please believe that these rich motherfuckers, they definitely sucking dicks. That's how that works. How do you think trans women are able to not work and walk around sickening? Titties and ass and face and all that kind of stuff, they only give it away in New York for free. Any trans woman not living in New York with all this work and magnificence, baby, they're fucking with those dick-sucking-ass men that are going home to families and kids and shit. So is the caller on the line? Hello, are you there, caller? Hello, are you there? Hello, caller. Welcome to the Man Power Hour.
What's going on, Mother Man
Man? Ew, nothing. I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I was listening to you.
Did you have an opinion?
Yeah, I do have an opinion.
About what?
I feel like it's kind of. I feel like you're being very, 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 like, I don't know, because all men, all you, everybody don't suck dick that mess with trans women.
I didn't say that.
But the way you make it seem like, you make it seem like you talking about all these rich men sucking dick. They messing with these dick sucking men. Every man that mess with trans women don't like dick. Don't suck dick.
Listen, I didn't say that. What I said was that men, there are lots of men that suck dick, and rich men are more likely to be into things that you don't know about. That's what I said. That's all I said.
No,
every man that messes with trans women does not suck dick. Everybody knows that.
Right.
But I believe they can do.
That
is what I said. But I believe they can.
No, it's not.
That is what I said. That's exactly what I said.
So all the years you've been messing with the trade, have you had more guys that want you to suck their dick or that wanted to suck yours?
Since I've been in New York, I have met more guys.
In life.
In life, it's hard to say, because I went through a whole period in my life where I thought that was a negative thing. If he sucked dick, I ain't want to be bothered with him. I ain't want to talk to him. Like, I had to grow out of that and become more mature than that. So since I became more mature than that, my experience is different. Nobody's going to tell you they suck dick if you give them the impression that you're not down with it. But once they know it's a door open for it, it changes.
Right. I do agree with you on that.
And let me be very clear. I don't believe that just because you mess with trans women that you suck dick. I don't even believe just because you're gay you suck dick.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that Nick Cannon may suck dick. It's a strong possibility.
I don't think so.
Just
well, because that
know.
Crazy man said it.
But listen,
what makes you think that Nick Cannon did that? What is it about Nick Cannon to make you feel like that?
Oh, because I want it to be true.
That is
I want
fire.
It to be true. I want it
that
to be absolutely
fire.
True. If I could prove it, it would make my day.
But that's not how this is supposed to work.
I love Nick Cannon. He is one of my favorite black male entertainers. I pretty much support anything that he's a part of. But if he sucked dick, he just sucked dick. I mean, it don't mean nothing to me.
But you're going to tell everybody on the live and on the way up that he sucked dick.
I'm going to tell everybody on the web that it's a possibility. Don't just think that he – don't. No, seriously. Stop thinking that you know people you don't know. He might suck dick. He just might. What up?
High.
What's up, Nick Cannon? If you suck dick, Nick Cannon, even if you don't, hit me up. Let me give you the number.
But you really
think he
would suck his? But
what?
I don't see him sucking his. Like, why would he suck his dick? It's all dick. He would suck his dick. That just don't make sense.
That is the thing that you have to understand about sucking dick. See, I suck dick, so I can tell you this. It's a desire that people like to do. I like it. If you turn me on, I want to suck your dick. So that's why Nick Cannon sucks his dick. Nick Cannon might
because
like sucking dick too.
And that's why Mariah broke up with him, man.
No, that ain't got nothing to do with why Mariah left him.
No, let's put that narrative out there.
She don't mind he sucked it because she eat pussy. Her and the brat was eating each other pussy before.
Oh, see, Mariah gonna get this show shut down.
Wait. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But Mariah Carey went to prison to visit the brat while she was in prison multiple times.
They were best friends.
Bitch, no. My best friend went to jail. I wrote her ass a letter.
Okay, but they got millions. They can do that.
That's all the more reason why she never went to no prison. But when you love your girlfriend.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I'm just letting you, I'm just letting you know. Mariah Carey and DeBrat got something funny going on, and it's a possibility that Nick Cannon might like to suck dicks.
Oh, well.
It ain't.
Yeah.
He is the mad finger.
Right. Oh my
God.
He's like
a dick to Damascus.
You was that. Let me.
Oh.
Did
you just play the song?
You said
what? We just played your new song. Everybody listening, download Bug's new song. It's called "Fuck a Plate." It's all major streaming on all major outlets right now. You can download it for 99 cents every fucking well. Get into it.
Yep.
I personally love the song. It's the first song that I wanted to play. It's one of the, it's real high. I bought it this morning. And I played it like 5 or 6 times a day. Even though I be protesting, like, I ain't feeling it. I kind of can't get it out of my head. And I just, like, get it. On it. I don't know why that shit will get out of my head.
Because I can't wait for you to make your video to it. Can you make a video to it?
I don't know about that.
Come on.
Look how you put me, look how you put me on the spot.
I mean,
but anyway. We got to go into our next commercial break and get ready for the music.
All right.
We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. I can't wait to continue listening.
That's what's up.
Every day I'm dripping sauce, look. Every day I'm dripping sauce. Every day I'm dripping, every day I'm dripping, every day I'm dripping sauce, look. Ooh. Yeah, every day I'm dripping, every day I'm sipping. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, every day as you can see, I'm dripping with a double cup inside my hands, homie. Holy denim, nothing special in them, but that Prada belt inside my pants. Shining your eyes when I'm blinding, all day we be wildin', but I am the wildest. Tell that boy, slick competition behind us, you want us in the studio, where you gon' find us? Legendary, snipe, legendary, all my niggas bout it, there's no need to remind us. All I do is tip with hitters, riders, killers that I put something hot inside ya. On that 40 is the 30, Steph Curry sipping on that dirty purple in my cup. The city that I'm from is ratchet, never catch me lacking, best believe that burning on tuck. If you ask, no need to ask me, see, if it ain't weed, no need to pass me, see. This is lean, then pass the activist. I get high and rise like Lazarus. I'm slowed up, tight, and screw molasses. You ask and trash and wag, I'm bad relaxed. So I pass the blood to my niggas, we all thrashing. This microphone, I drip sauce, now I'm slashing. I was taught to be a boss. I'ma kill the day I take a loss. On that 40, I got me a 30. Them hollows knock a nigga off. This hard wish, you suck me south. In the booth, I'm going off. 24-7, I'm sipping lean. Every day, I'm dripping sauce. Every day, I'm dripping. Every day, I'm dripping. Every day, I'm dripping sauce. 24-7, I'm sipping lean. Every day, I'm dripping sauce. Every day, I'm dripping. Every day, I'm dripping. Every day, I'm dripping sauce. 24-7, I'm sipping lean. Every day, I'm dripping sauce. Riders with me, and they towing semi. Semi-automatics in the 50 Henny. I prefer Serenity when I got it in me. I do not confess, so do not condemn me. Cause the beast within me. Gorillas and lions and tigers. I got the eye of the tiger, the heart of a fighter. I put that there on the Bible. I'ma ball on you like Michael. I'ma be somebody idol. Fuck all my competition and all my rivals. Step is the sniper, kill him, so I gotta kill him. Let me load up my rifle. This shit amazing on the Eiffel cycle. That shit is the cycle. I'm high as the Eiffel. Oh, how delightful. Niggas get K with you, then go ahead on you. That's why they spiteful. Headshots that'll kill him quicker. Give him shots like he drinking liquor. Bitch, I'm cold and I don't mean to sit, but I've been snapping on him since a little nigga. Now it's B.O.N. cause I'm a big old nigga. Got a big old gun with the clip extended. Rolling with my niggas with the windows tinted. When we hit the block, you can't look up in it. I was taught to be a boss. I'ma kill the day I take a loss. On that 40, I got me a 30. Them hollows knock a nigga off. This hard wish, you suck me south. In the booth, I'm going off. 24-7, I'm sipping lean. Every day, I'm dripping sauce. Every day, I'm dripping. Every day, I'm dripping. Every day, I'm dripping sauce. 24-7, I'm sipping lean. Every day, I'm dripping sauce. Every day, I'm dripping. Every day, I'm dripping. Every day, I'm dripping sauce. 24-7, I'm sipping lean. Every day, I'm dripping sauce. Every day I'm dripping, every day I'm sipping. Yeah. Every day I'm dripping, every day I'm sipping. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, your Black Trans Empower, your host, Mother Man May. And we're going to roll on to the next subject. But before we do, I wanted to just say that I forgot to say, I'm new to this, y'all. Y'all got to work with me. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it better. But I forgot to introduce our guest or let him introduce himself. But if you don't know who he was, he is the incomparable, the rap MC of New York, Mr. Bucks Gutter. He is the management at Pink Gorilla Entertainment. He has a bunch of new artists under him, so y'all Google that, check that out, and find out all about him. He's having a concert this February 9th called Royalty and Bars. Some of you are familiar with it. Some of you never heard of it, but if you haven't, Royalty and Bars is an LGBT supporting music event where artists come out and perform, and the people come out and see them and get the chance to meet their community. Okay. So anyway, moving right along to the next subject, Black Trans Empowerment calls out Nikki Tutorial. See, this is the thing. I am not a fan of Nikki Tutorial, but I was not a fan of Nikki Tutorial before she was transgender or before she announced it, should I say. Nikki Tutorial is a makeup artist, a YouTube makeup artist who has made millions of dollars doing instructional makeup how-to videos or whatever. And for an substantial amount of time, she was living as a cisgender woman in stealth, and to the public, she was a cisgender woman, and, you know, she had lots of fans and made lots of money doing makeup, and that's all great. And let me be clear and say, I don't think that as transgender women, we have to reveal our trans experience to people just because, or for any reason at all. I think it's our personal business to reveal when we are ready. However, this is my thing about the Nikki Tutorial situation. I refuse to jump on some bandwagon that throws confetti in the air because she's a trans woman. If you are a trans woman living in stealth, to me, you are in violation of the code. To me, you are just might as well be cisgender. To me, you are not a part of the mission. So I don't know why in the hell it even matters that she ended up being trans when you're living in stealth and you're not doing anything to uplift, help, or empower the community. In my opinion, it's like, well, fuck you. And I don't mean that, like, I don't like you or I'm mad at you, but just don't throw her in my face and tell me I need to now buy products from Nikki Tutorial because we're both transgender. Bitch, no, because last week, bitch, you was lying about it. It's already a struggle trying to make it through this shit. And if you're going to live in stealth, that's your business. Bitch, go live in stealth. But don't expect me to run around here trying to, you know, build you up in your stealthness when you've already made millions of dollars in a lie. So I say chomp to make a tutorial. I really don't give a damn about her. I don't wish her anything bad, and I don't think that she's necessarily violated me personally. But as a transgender woman, as an activist, as a bitch who will march in the street, as a person who is fighting for rights of transgender people, to see you make millions of dollars and then come around and say, oh, they blackmailed me to tell my tea. Okay, well, bitch, we don't want you. See, that's what I think we need to be gatekeepers. We need to stand at the gate and be like, all right, bitch, let me hear your story. Let me see your ID. What experience are you talking about? Because these bitches can't get in here and be trans and get to wear that name on their back without having pride in it, without understanding what it feels like to have to fight their fight. And if you're going to live in stealth, that's your business. If you can do it, more power to you. But don't come back to pick up the reward of being trans. Now that we got polls and all this hot shit going on with trans, you're being blackmailed. Bitch, no. We needed you when they was firing our ass. Bitch, that's when we needed you. And because you weren't there when we needed you, We don't give a fuck now. I don't. And all of the trans women that are uplifting and cheering for her, bitch, you're stupid. She don't give a fuck about you. She don't give a damn about you. She haven't thought about you the whole time she's been lying on YouTube. You know how many fans and how many people she could have reached by exposing her transness a long time ago, back before all of this, back before companies were, you know, eating her pussy. She could have done a lot for us. It could have. I would have been glad to buy a product from her. I search for trans women who have products and shit. That's what I do. I go out my way to buy shit from them. But bitch, I'm not playing with these girls that be lying about it and making us look like they're afraid to be trans, or they don't want to be trans, or they're ashamed. That's the worst.
See, there they go, playing in my face.
Oh shit, Amira. that's the worst to me. When the children come around and they're ashamed of who they are. Hello? All right, so we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll come back and wrap this show up. I hope you're enjoying the Black Trans Empower Hour with your host, Mother Man Made. Hit it.
Bring it back. Was born in 83. Uh-huh. My mom said, get it, keep going and take the lead. Yeah. Keep them hoes mad, keep them niggas on their feet. I say, yeah, ma, I get it. I'ma slam to their knees. I'm a hip hop rapping, bad bitch, savage. Going on 10 years, flawless, magic. Always hit them up, bullseye on the cabbage. You girls stay wrinkled, all the hair static. Bums get mad cause they say, oh, the baddest. Uh-huh. Don't blame me, everything I drop is classic. Royalty and rap gold, you was made of plastic. Mirror is a pioneer, many years I have it. Coming for my girls, you already know what happened. Niggas get the clapping, gunshots to tragic. You, I'ma rap it, cut it up and trash it. Throw you in the truck, erase you with acid. Pulling off laughing, wheels burn, lights flashing. Cops passing, throw the heat, clear the traffic. Bitch stacking, call a boat, get the packing. From Maryland, all the way to Aspen. What time it is? Take a late flight. First class, cause you know I gotta sleep right. Hop up the plane with a little jet lag. Ride through the terminal, hop a black cab. When it comes to this money, gotta act fast. And you know I'm going for it in a water splash. Making waves out of drought, cause the bitch bad. Know the language, honey, I'ma get past. Make them niggas mad. Bring it back, was born in 83. Yeah. My mom said, get it, keep going and take the lead. Keep them hoes mad, keep them niggas on their feet. I say, yeah, ma, I get it, I'ma slam to their knees. I'm a hip hop rapping, bad bitch, savage. Going on 10 years, flawless, magic. Get the shit pop, I'm the reason why they rapping. Mirror make it look good, mirror is attractive. Never been a punk bitch, never scared of scrapping. You jump, I'ma jump, bitch, you plastic, we clapping.
That's right.
Big nuts sagging, bitch, stop bragging. We see you getting money since we came here to snatch it. Whole crew ratchet, big booty bastards. Soft hips, nice hippie pose, so fabulous. Always stop traffic, short ball, black glasses. Cars passing, blowing whores, we the masters. Even passers, wanna taste, gotta have it. We the baddest, oh, it's fantastic. Keep it going, take a breath. Okay, I'm ready. Let's go. Bring it back. My mom said, get it, keep going and take the lead. Yeah. Keep them hoes mad, keep them niggas on their feet. I said, yeah, ma, I get it, I'ma slam to their knees. I'm a hip-hop rapping, bad bitch savvy. Going on 10 years, flawless, magic. Niggas think they really hot, really they the saddest. Pulling up too fast and they wonder why they crashing. Bent up tragic, windows getting smashed in. Need to drop the life, get you out old-fashioned. Bodies wrapped in plastic, over for you has-been. Move over, mirror taking over, honey, it's a madness.
Yes, welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. That was Miss Amira, my sister from another mother. I enjoyed that, Amira. I don't know. I thought you said something about some big nuts. I had got worried about that part, but I enjoyed that song. You know, I enjoy Amira from time to time. She turns it up for me. So anyway, back to the Black Trans Empower news segment. Next story on the list is Liz Slaps Cookie Tookie. Now, bitch, I can't stand Cookie Tookie personally. I don't like the bitch at all. All that drugs and all that kind of stuff that she carries on with, it's negative to the trans experience. And I hate that a lot of heterosexual cisgender people think that what Cookie Tookie does and what she gives is what trans is about and what we do and how we live. And Cookie Tookie is just a crackhead. It's not even about her being trans. She just happened to be trans, but she a crackhead. That's what that is. Like, I don't know why people. But anyway, so Liz slapped the shit out of her. And apparently, according to Ashley Breeze on Tea Time, Cookie was living at Liz's house and being disrespectful, having dates and clients and shit while Liz was at work, wherever she works. And she couldn't take it. And they went to arguing about it on camera. And Liz turned around and slapped the shit out of her. And I'm not, I was going to say I'm not into violence, but I take that back. I don't suggest, oh, damn. I would hope that things don't have to come to violence. I'm trying to put this in the right way because I don't want to sit here and lie to y'all. I hope that things never have to come to violence. It don't mean that I won't defend myself. It doesn't mean that I don't think you should defend yourself. And it don't mean that I don't think Liz should have slapped Cookie. Liz definitely should have slapped Cookie. But it probably wasn't the most diplomatic thing to do. But Cookie needed to be slapped. She don't know what her... It's one of them... Sometimes Black trans women can be unaccountable for the shit they do. And as another Black trans woman, Liz had to put Cookie back in her fucking accountability. And that's what the fuck that was. I won't say I enjoyed it, but it's the only thing that I watched with Cookie Tookie in it in the last 3 years. I personally scroll by the bitch if I see her. If you on Facebook post her, I scroll by her. Sometimes I will hide your post for 30 days because hide your all of your posts for 30 days because you post Cookie Tookie shit. I don't want to see that. I don't like her, and I don't like Fox Giselle either. So it's probably some other people I don't like, but I can't think of their names right now, but those are on top of my list. Fuck them hoes. Moving right along, Billy Porter's fashion at the Grammys. The girls were reading Billy Porter, saying she was a mess, saying that it was tired, what she did. She's a clown, a Cheryl Circus. But, and I agree, it's ugly. I didn't think it was cute. The little hat with the fucking shades and shit, it was ugly, true. And most of her shit is ugly, if you ask me. But I think it's like a ballroom thing. Like, some of this shit is not supposed to be cute. And I think Billy Porter is falling in that lane. It's attention. And what he's doing is important to the march of the Black trans woman, or the march of the trans woman altogether, because the march of the trans woman and the gender nonconforming people in society, because he is taking his celebrity and reteaching Black people that clothes are just fucking clothes. I don't even know why people get into this boy clothes, girl clothes thing. I don't even understand that. Like, clothes are clothes. No matter what I put on, I will be a Black trans woman. I feel like a Black trans woman in everything. And that's in gym clothes. That's in anything. But anyway, I send my love to Billy Porter. My last subject I'm going to talk about just before we go is Tyler Perry, A Fall from Grace. Most of y'all saw it. I loved it. If you didn't see it, please go watch it. It's a fucking mess. The wigs are crazy. There are props falling over. Bitches ain't eating the food and shit in the background. It's all fucked up. But the story was one of the better stories that Tyler ever told. And when Felicia... Oh, I can't tell y'all what happened because you might not have seen it. But please, I'm uplifting and empowering Mr. Tyler Perry and telling y'all that it's some bullshit that he do. There are things about Tyler Perry that I cannot fuck with or support. But at the same time, this movie, he did Netflix right. And for anybody who's mad about it, bitch, you have to get over it, because I promise you, Netflix will be back for Tyler Perry with more shit. Anyway, thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I will be back in 2 weeks with more tea, more shade, and I will be better, I promise. And I won't be as nervous. I'll be more ready. I'm getting the hang of it. I'm fighting. I'm hanging in there. I hope y'all liked it. I'll be back. Man made forever.
Man made. But no touching, no. Take some pics like paparazzi. Ooh, I'm long as this beat keep banging like this, yo, I'm performing. The DJ got total control over me, ain't no stopping, I just keep on going because who that?
Down, baby, that's how I get.